Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
That's Kansas City.
Yeah, that's last year at Kansas City. That's the head coach, Nick Sirianni. Welcome back, Midday Show.
Interesting.
Yep, that was last year. He's screaming at the fans in Kansas City. And we're going to make it a yearly thing. He's screaming at someone. It was Indianapolis in 22, right? Screaming at the fans there for Frank Reich. Last year was
right.
In Kansas City. This year was at us here in Philadelphia. We should put money into a pot, like, and you got to pick the week he's going to scream at fans somewhere next year. I think it'd be fun. I mean, we could pick the city out, the fan base. You get extra if it's here again.
Would anyone have picked here? Like,
well, that's the best odds you get. Like, you know,
that's like the trifecta.
100 to 1. He screams at the fans here. That would have been awesome. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to get to in a little bit what Jalen Hurts said yesterday. One about his injury on his hand, the other about the alleged meeting with Big Dom and Brandon Graham at the bye. We'll get to all that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. And be tuned in. We're going to find out at some point between now and the end of the show what's in Hughes Holiday stocking. Your final chance at the qualifying prize and to be entered for the grand prize here. All right, back to the phones on Sirianni. Are you fully sold? Hugh Douglas is becoming fully sold. Kyle, he might be on Sirianni Island with Ken and Cinnaminson. I'm not fully sold. I'm going to wait for the postseason before I make a judgment on Sirianni. He's done a nice job this year. He has done better than I thought. I've come around that he is a good coach, but I'm not like fully sold on this guy. Can we take a deep breath here? Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo. Joe Giglio talking Cilio. Man, what's up? Put me on that Sirianni Island.
Go ahead, Big. I'll ship you there right now. No, what's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
All right, to be honest with you, I think Nick should get Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he's not
in the NFL?
He's not in the running, but I mean, I hear you.
Well,
I agree.
He is in the running. He's not going to win the award.
Wait, but what is he? Is he in the top 10?
In terms of the odds?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll pull him up. I believe he is now, as recently as a couple days ago when they redid it.
Oh, so they redid it. Okay.
He is in the top 10 for odds. The favorite is, I think it's going to be Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. But go ahead, Big V.
Well, first of all, you got to look at one reason I say he should be coach of the year is that his team plays for him. He had that existential meltdown, went all Britney Spears on everybody, and the team rallied around him. They turned it around, and they haven't lost since. That's coach of the year material.
Other teams like doesn't the Vikings play for O'Connell and the Lions play for Campbell? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, they've been on the run for a while.
Like, a lot of teams play for their coach.
Those are also universally respected coaches.
Sure,
I'm okay. Correct.
Well, so if you're gonna name guys that people play for,
that's the reason to give it to him. Like that.
Would you give it to O'Connell and Campbell?
I would give it to O'Connell.
And you give it to Campbell too?
No, I don't think Campbell should be the coach of the year. I think O'Connell should be.
Oh, okay, but
coach of the year.
Okay.
Joe, I get your point. And you're like a lot of Philadelphia sports fans, Eagle fans, is that, you know, you're kind of like you're not plant-based. You're actually jilted. You got your heart broken.
Well, I actually am plant-based. I mean, that's actually true.
Nah, you're not plant-based on this. You're kind of like the girlfriend that the guy left, and now, you know, every time he does something, she's like, oh, he's lousy, he's trash, he's not all that. And that's what a lot of fans are. That's why they got to wait. The only great thing that's standing between Nick and greatness right now is a Super Bowl title.
Well, yes, that's a pretty big thing.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yes, and that's it. But it looks like they're on that pace to get that this year. I mean, let's look at it. I was a Nick fan from the beginning. Forget the press conference, but look, they went to the Super Bowl. consistently going to the playoffs. And look at how many wins he had last year with a team that wasn't half as talented as they are now, or a coaching staff that's not as talented as what he has now. And he still won with that. So you got to give the man some credit. He does know how to do one thing, get them to win.
Well, yeah,
I agree
okay.
With that.
I mean, I guess. I mean, big thing. Like, what does that even mean? He knows how to get them to win. They're the best team.
Well, he knows how to motivate them.
Okay. All right.
They were the best team last year.
They were not
a talented team last year.
Well, hold on. They weren't a talented team. They had Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson. What are you talking about? They weren't talented last year.
They didn't have that. Well, they had those, but the backup talent they didn't have, the coaching to motivate and get those other to correct some of the mechanical problems that they were doing last year, he didn't have none of that, and he still won. So you got to give the man some credit.
Can he win a playoff game or two this year before I'm fully in? Am I allowed to do that?
You're allowed to do whatever you want within legal limitations. However, if you're going to put it on the air that you're not totally in on him, I mean, it's like saying, okay, never mind. I'm not going to give that analogy. I'm going to filter myself this time.
That's growth from Big V here.
Hey,
we're filtering ourselves. Big V, good phone call. We appreciate it.
All Big V does is come on the show and spit wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Every single
day. Is that
what it is? Every single day. So I have the odds here. I don't have the market may have changed in the last couple of days. This was put a couple days ago. Here were the latest odds after week, what was the last week, 15? Yeah, we're heading into week 16 tonight. This was the post week 15 odds for Coach of the Year. Kevin O'Connell, the favorite at plus 110. Dan Campbell, second at plus 250. Sean Payton, third at plus 350. Dan Quinn, fourth at plus 550. Mike Tomlin, 12-1. Andy Reid, 14-1. Sean McDermott, 16-1. Jim Harbaugh, 18-1. Sean McVay, 22-1. Then came Nick Sirianni Hugh at 25-1. So that, what is that? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. The tenth highest.
That's
odds.
Not bad. That's not bad. At least he's in there, because I think it was a couple weeks ago he wasn't even in the running.
He wasn't. All right, who would you give it to? I would vote O'Connell. I mean, these ones.
Minnesota.
12 and, Sam Darnold. Yeah, 12-2.
That is because that's the team. When you talk about preseason predictions, mm-hmm. I don't think they were predicted to do that well.
I think their win total was 6.5 before the season. That's been the most impressive coaching job for this season. Doesn't mean Sirianni has done a nice job. I think he has this year. But, yeah, I would probably vote. I think O'Connell's going to win it. Let's go to Dave in Hapro. What's up, Dave?
Yo, guys. What's up?
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, we appreciate you, Dave. What are you thinking today?
Listen, I'm on the island.
You're on Sirianni Island? All right, so you're there.
Yeah.
Kyle's there. Ken and Cinnamon's is there. Our last caller, Big V, is there. Hugh, are you going to the island with these guys?
Nah.
You're not going? Why?
I'm just not. But I'm with them.
I think Hugh's on his own island. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I just think it's funny. All I ever hear is from people is, he's great. He does a great job, but I'm just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's always doing a good job, but you're just not committed to him. I think we have a great chance to win the bowl this year. What do you think if he wins the Super Bowl this year? What do you think?
I'm fully sold.
You're on it?
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm one of my cool. Spot, I mean, I just would be ridiculous to not be on it if you have a parade here. Yeah, of course.
Greatest coach in Eagles history.
I agree. Hugh, I wanted to let you know really quick, I put your jersey on during the Cleveland game, and it has not come off since. So I think you're the reason why.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So I'm guessing
we'll give you some credit, too.
Give me a little credit.
I like that. So, Dave, I'm assuming you're going to wear it again Sunday, and as long as this winning streak continues?
It's going to stay on, hopefully, to the bowl. We'll see.
I love it. Dave, man, we appreciate the phone call.
You have to credit Hugh Douglas.
Do you feel now partially responsible for the winning streak?
Mm-mm.
You should.
Nah. You know what? I do, kind of, because I think – now that I think about it, it's because we were the reason, we were the catalyst for getting them on the right track. Because we talked bad about them, and they internalized that, compartmentalized that, and now they're on a winning streak, and now they blame us for everything. So, yes, I do in a way.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
Yes.
This is for the audience, and it's for you guys. Hugh, you kind of articulated that, you know, maybe when we were critical of them at 2-2 and Sirianni, it led to the winning streak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we were critical of the passing game, and we were wondering and nervous about the relationship between AJ and Jalen and BG, that whole stuff, and it motivated them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you suggesting that WIP should have a float in the parade?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair question.
I mean, but where in proximity of the team, how far away are we going to be?
Oh, I'm not saying like they should have their space, but I'm just saying it.
So we're right behind the team buses?
Sure, yeah. I mean, however they want to structure it. I'm not picky about where.
Can we interact and jump on the team bus with the players and hang out?
I think that might be a bit much.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you and Ike and John's good. I don't know if they want me there.
I would never do that. Yeah, that to me is weird.
Yeah, but you have more of a stake to be there than me.
Yeah, but like, I would never do that. That's a little different.
I'm just saying. Look, if they're motivated by us, and I don't just mean like the hosts, I mean the callers too, right? Everyone's part of the station. Mm-hmm. I'm saying there should be a WIP float in the parade.
I think I think the best that we can hope for is like a front row seat, either at the beginning of the parade or towards the end.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine we'll do our show from there that day.
Yeah. I mean, but I hopefully it's somewhere warm.
Warm, Hugh. Because it's going to be February, like 12th.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel like being outside. It's cold.
You know, you could buy a coat.
Definitely not buying a coat.
Hugh, it's going to be February 12th. It's going to be really cold. I mean, maybe it'll be an unseasonably warm day, but come on, Hugh.
Okay. Well, here's the caveat mm-hmm. that I need. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make me do a show at the Super Bowl. On the parade day, I should be allowed.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to drink on the air.
I mean, I'm not going to say no. Those above me at the company might say no.
You know, I know Yad and Rod probably listen right now like, what the hell is he talking about?
That's a big old no. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
My man, he said he wanted to get a drinky drink.
That would be a dump button situation.
Yeah, Kyle will be upset at you. What's up, Terrence?
Man, what's up, guys, man? Nick Sirianni, man, with fans, I'm glad you played that clip of Sirianni in Kansas City. Because I feel like this year, since that 2-2 start, he has bottled that up. And his team has taken on this quiet assassin identity, this quiet swagger about this team. You know, you don't have nobody giving other teams bulletin proof material. This team is playing how Sirianni's acting right now. Sirianni got this quiet, you know, this quiet assassin mentality, and his team is attacking these teams like that. This team has had, I heard Rhea say this earlier, they had five wins, and I look at teams and the eye test. I look at who they beat and how they beat them. And he has had impressive wins this year. We've beaten Baltimore. We've dominated that game until the end. We shut down the Rams. We shut down Joe Burrow, the Redskins. And on and on. This team has had impressive wins. You look at Sirianni's record. You look at who he's beat, and you look at how I like how he's carrying himself towards the end of the season. And I look at the other field, and I won't say Minnesota's coach O'Connell is the coach of the year, but Sirianni has done a hell of a job managing these egos, managing these different identities on the team, bringing them together. And I feel like he's done a hell of a job. We got Buffalo over there. Buffalo has a great offense, but Buffalo defense, they give up a lot of points. Mm-hmm. They gave up a lot of points to Detroit last week. You look at Detroit. Without Dave Montgomery, I'm not even scared of them no more. I'm not worried about Detroit. To me, the dark horse is the Green Bay Packers, the way they start every year, they finish off strong. So the Packers is the dark horse. But any other team, I feel like this is the year the Eagles are going to – I feel like they have that quiet identity about them. Like, we're not talking. We're going to show your ass on the field. And we're going to bust your ass.
Yeah, they do. And they've done it consistently. I mean, they've really had very few down games. Terrence, we appreciate the call. I mean, the Carolina game was kind of down, but they dominated the Steelers. They dominated the Ravens. They dominated the Rams. They really, it's been, I mean, even the Jaguar game where the game got close, that was weird. Remember that with all the weird turnovers? They've had like, I don't know, maybe two kind of weird hiccupy games in the last 2 months that they almost lost. But other than that, they've dominated.
Yeah. All he does is win.
And that defense has been flying all around the place. There hasn't been a whole lot of costly mistakes. There's been mistakes because we've seen it. We saw some in the Baltimore Ravens game. But there hasn't been the kind of mistakes that get you beat with defensively.
No.
Like,
well,
they've been really, really smart, especially on that back end.
Well, they don't give up big plays. Yeah. And the quarterback has not turned the ball over a lot for a long time. The Dallas one. And I'm trying to think of the turnovers Jalen's had recently. The Dallas game, he threw the pick in the first quarter.
You know, the
he fumbled against
one.
The Steelers.
Yeah. Fumbled against the Steelers.
That was TJ Watt just making it really good.
Yeah, and the issue he has with his hand, which we'll get to, that he talked about yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Malik in Philly. What's up, Malik?
Hey, how you doing? I'm with Hugh. I'm on the Hugh wagon, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I'm with Hugh, man. I can't trust Sirianni, man. I just can't trust this dude.
Hughes famously said that plenty of times today.
You're with
me, Malik. Damn, you and I can't trust him. Hughes on his own island. He's looking up pictures of Instagram with the Jets owner's kid.
with
Brick. But Malik, so you don't trust Sirianni. I don't either. I'll be honest.
No, I'm. Can I give you my reason why I don't trust?
Yeah,
it's not like it's like Rex Ryan. Like, if we had Rex Ryan as our coach, I would be sold that we're going to win. It's just something that he doesn't have that's not making me go all in. I don't know what it is. Have no idea what it is, but I know it's something that.
It's something you're not trusting. You don't trust him.
Yep. Nope. If this was Rex Ryan or Tony Dungy or Herm, I'll be fully invested. I can't trust this dude.
So, Malik, here's how I'd frame it for me. There's going to be a moment between now and the Super Bowl where the game is really close and he's going to have to make a big decision, whether they go for fourth down, kick a field goal, whatever
Correct.
They do. And I don't know if he's going to make the right one. Like, certain coaches, I feel like they're going to make the right call, and then, what happens on the field happens, right? He can't control the play. You got to make the call.
Right.
And I don't trust he's going to make the right call in the biggest spot. Like, go back to the Super Bowl. They went for the field goal in the third quarter, and AJ said he knew that's when they were going to lose. And then he punted in the fourth quarter, and that crushed them. That they had the punt return. So I'm with you on that. I don't know why either. I don't feel fully trust him.
And for me, I do feel confident we can go into Detroit, we can go into Minnesota and win. But I just don't want, when we get to the Super Bowl, like, you know how we played against the Patriots, like, that year? Like, it was just full-blown pedal to the metal, the foot on the gas pedal. We did not let up. Everything was foot down to the pedal. I don't want to get to the Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden, Nick Sirianni, your foot is off the pedal.
Yeah, especially if you're playing a team with a huge offense like Buffalo. Malik, we appreciate
it. Yeah, I think he's learned from his mistakes. I don't know what the future holds, but I don't think Nick would be, if he makes it to the Super Bowl game this year, which I think he is, I don't think he's going to be the type that's going to play play it close to the vest.
Yeah, and look, Hugh, it always depends on what kind of team you have and the game you're in. Like, I think it took him about a month and a half this year to realize. I guess the
what
Jacksonville
type of team?
Game. Yeah, he has a defensive running team now. He didn't need to against bad teams like Jacksonville. You don't need to be super aggressive and go for the 17th point when you're already up two scores. Like, but if you're playing, let's just play it out. Let's say they're playing Buffalo in the Super Bowl, right? And Josh Allen's on a heater. You may need to go for all the fourth downs, right? You don't want to punt the ball.
Yeah, you don't want to give him back the ball.
Yeah, I think the game and the opponent and your team dictates it more than just like your philosophy. Mad Mike's up. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Good, what's Mike. What's up?
You know what? I don't trust this head coach to manage a video store, much less run a football team. And honestly, the guy he reminds me of a guy that his dad is like the owner of the company and he gets put in to
you mean like Brick
in management.
Billy like Madison.
Yeah. He's just there. He just hangs out in his office, and then when things go well, he's like, look at how good I'm doing. I'm doing great. And like, he's a moron. He's just like a clown moron who's just happy to be there. Nothing going on in his head but Calliope music. That's all. He's just a dancing monkey for everybody to talk to, and oh, I wear two shirts and I'm mugging to the camera like an idiot.
So it sounds to me like he hasn't fully won you over, Mad Mike.
No, he's a moron. Can we all be honest?
Not
like
at all.
If you were to meet him, you'd be like, yeah, I don't want this guy to work on my car. I don't want him to do anything. He's dumb. Like I don't, and he shouldn't be in charge of a football team.
I don't feel that way.
Well,
I mean, I've met
do.
Him. I don't feel that way, but I hear you.
I feel like you're not being honest there, Hugh.
No, I've met him. I don't feel like that. I feel like when I met Coach Sirianni, it was during the course of the season, and he was thinking he was in football mode, to be honest. Mm. And he was thinking about the best I can describe it is he was thinking about the game. He was in game mode.
Was he thinking that I'll be on the sidelines when all the other people that are actually doing the work are going to be – winning us the game, and I'm just there to take the credit.
You know what?
I don't think he was thinking that.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike, appreciate the phone call. Look, Sirianni has done a nice job getting this team to where they are this year. That's fine, and it's fair to say that, and I think you'd be silly if you didn't say that. He's done a nice job this year. I'm not going to be sold till we go through the postseason. They could win again on Sunday. They should beat the Cowboys. They'll beat the Giants if they want to play that game. That's wonderful. I have to see him perform in the postseason. That's it.
What do you think is going to be the, like, if you just had to look ahead, what's the biggest thing you're worried about for why the Eagles might lose in a postseason game?
In terms of Sirianni or just the
No,
team?
Just in general. Is it Nick Sirianni? I don't think it should be.
He's one of the two.
Okay.
It's Jalen and Nick.
Okay.
Right, like, that Jalen doesn't throw it well enough, or they're behind and he can't throw them back.
Sure. Well, I mean, but we have this notion that Nick Sirianni doesn't really affect the game too much,
the
right?
The second one will be, it's a close game. And he makes two or three decisions, and they're the wrong decisions, like we saw against Jacksonville, like we saw against New Orleans, like we saw against Atlanta. I mean, we go back to the Saquon drop. I go back to against Atlanta. They threw the ball. If they run the ball there and kick the field goal, Atlanta, who now has benched their quarterback because he can't move, likely couldn't get down the field to score.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up now, because now that we're so far removed from that, because yes. I remember we did this nonsense that, why would you throw it? Saquon's not even a good pass-catching running back. He hasn't made even close to the same mistake since then. He's clearly shown that he's totally fine catching a ball out of the backfield.
Sure.
It was the play call worked.
No, the
catch
idea was
the
risky.
Damn football.
The throw was the risk. You're just focused on the drop. The throw was the risk. They had no timeouts.
Yeah, that was a risky throw.
That was to win. They could have won the game.
But they didn't.
Yes, because Saquon dropped it.
Right, but the strategy was flawed.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it worked.
Okay. If you, it didn't work.
Yes, it did. No, the strategy worked. The execution didn't.
No, it didn't work.
No, the execution didn't work. Why did it not work?
Semantics.
Because Saquon dropped it. No, it's not semantics. No, the strategy and the play call were totally sound.
You build that into the risk that the play might not work.
Yeah.
You build it in.
Things can happen when you throw the football.
Tell him, Hugh.
No, but what's the best thing that can happen? You end
you,
the game.
You could have also ended it running the ball.
Okay, but they could have gotten the ball.
If you'd have ran the ball, you probably would have been in a better situation.
They could have gotten the ball back in your scenario, too.
But in your perspective, the coach is never wrong. If the players execute, the coach is right.
No, that's not true. I think there's a certain element of risk-reward that you weigh, and when the reward outweighs the risk, like it did in that scenario, you do what you did. Saquon has to catch the ball.
Right.
But we just like Saquon, so we let him off the hook for one of the worst plays of the season.
But couldn't I say any aggressive move that would win a game is worth it because you could win?
No, that's because you're ignoring the risk part of it.
No, but I'm going off of what you said. You said it outweighs it because you could have won the game.
There are two elements to it, the reward and the risk, right? In that specific scenario, the reward was worth the risk. Well, that's not the same for every case.
I disagree, but you asked me.
But you're wrong. That's not true.
Well, I disagree. You asked me how they lose. It's not a fact.
Yes, it is. There are different probabilities to risk reward in every single situation. That is a fact.
But you have to weigh the risk, which is giving the ball back with 2 minutes to go when they have no timeouts, versus getting it down to 40 seconds.
The reward is ending the game.
Right, and it didn't
that
work.
That outweighs that risk.
Don't feel bad, Kyle. There's some people out there that agree with you.
Well, not many, if I remember that week.
Well, the further removed we are from it, what do people say? We're one Saquon drop away from being the number one seed. Catch the damn ball.
But he didn't.
Thank you. It's his fault. Maybe he should have caught it.
If they lose in the playoffs and Sirianni pushes the wrong... Yes, that's what I'm afraid of. He has pushed in the Jacksonville game, he gets the 9 points on the board. In the Saints game, he went for the fourth down in the first half. Like, we've had three examples this year where he's looked moronic on the sideline. Just because he has the best team in the...
We're not looking at it on the case-by-case basis. You're just putting a blanket thing. Take the points. But then when he takes the points, it's a problem.
No, it's...
That's why these things are in an individual thing. It's not just be aggressive all the time.
With all of them in the moment, and you make it sound like I never give him credit. When he punts in the game a couple weeks ago against Carolina, I gave him credit because he read the situation correctly. Okay. Jalen was playing like crap. The kicker was playing like crap.
Right. Okay.
We can't just say he's great. Every decision he makes is right.
I'm not. I'm saying there are a lot of great coaches out there that make awful decisions.
Yes.
Dan Campbell kicked an onside kick against Buffalo.
Guess what?
When they were running back, that could have cost
the
game.
Fine.
Mike Tomlin.
We're
this
not,
week
in,
just
we're not in Detroit and
well,
we're not in Pittsburgh.
Well, no, but you don't think it's worthwhile to compare him to other great coaches
or
people consider around
the
league?
If the Eagles lose, how do I think it happens? I gave you the two scenarios because I think they're better than everyone. Jalen doesn't play well, or Nick has a moment and he screws it up. His own receiver said he knew they lost the Super Bowl when he kicked
the field goal.
He said it out loud. So don't make it sound like he's a strategic genius.
Well, hold on. Had they gone for it and they didn't execute, what A.J. Brown could have just as easily said, I knew we would have lost when we didn't convert that fourth down.
All right, we got to take a break. You are forgetting they were playing a hot, great Mahomes in that moment. They couldn't stop him. Like, you say it's... A.J. Brown said it. Like, are we pretending in the biggest moment Sirianni ever had, he didn't get out-coached?
He did.
So that's my fear. It happens again. Like, you could be sold on him. How about he wins a playoff game against a team that's better than him?
They also let up, like, 30-something points
on defense.
That's
wonderful. 215-592-9494. We'll hear from Jalen Hurts coming up on the other side. Are you fully sold on Nick Sirianni? Obviously, if you're not, you're a bad guy around here. 215-592-9494. You're the bad guy. 215-592-9494. And Hughes Holiday Stocking coming up soon on Sports Radio 94 WI.